Father, we ask that you grow our church and especially the youth in and around it. Let them know your love and want to gather with your people to learn more about you. Use all the contacts that they have with Christians to let them see something of your kingdom and your love, so that they'll know of you and all that you bring. Protect the relationships in their families and help them to mature in a stable and safe environment. Lord, we ask that as the building project moves forward, that you'd make our paths straight, sort the practicalities and administration, and provide us what we need so that the buildings can be restored and used to build your kingdom. At the same time, help us as a congregation to keep our eyes on Jesus and remember that the church is the people, not the building. Build us together in Christ, gathering around him. Lord, we ask for our farmers as we come into harvest time. We thank you for all the rain that we've had this year. Grant the farmers an abundant harvest. Control the weather so they can harvest the crop and see your hand enabling them and praise you for it. Father, we also ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with any doctors and nurses treating them. Just place your protection on them. Lord, we ask for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government so that they make good decisions as we're starting to come out of lockdown. We look forward to being able to sing together of our joy in you. And in wrath, we ask, Lord, you'd remember mercy. But more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you so that they would know and live out of the knowledge of Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis 2, verse 4. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not yet sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole structure of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You're free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the air and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.